Gimel Amad Aleph. So the Gemara on the top says, Malia, Chareh, Kibaseach. We know that there's a serious problems. Okay, but when is Malia, Kibaseach? So let's see what the Gemara has to say over here. If there's Shnei Meluchim, Avada, both Meluchim. Gemara says as follows. Tor Maliach v'tomei tofel. Tofel means non-salted. Unsalted. Okay, so unsalted is no problem. But if the tomei is Maliach, the trefa thing is Maliach, and even if, again, hold on. So if the trefa thing is Maliach, that's a major problem. But if the trefa thing is not Maliach, then it's clearly less of a problem. So the Gemara discusses this question. So Tosfos says, for example, let's start with the Tosfos. Torah Maliach v'tomei tofel mutter, explaining why, because only the Maliach can have an influence on the tofel, on the non-Maluach. In this case, the Torah is Maluach. Torah is fine. The tomei, which is tofel, which is not salted, has no impact on the permissible Torah salted item. Says Tosfos, Gabi Maliach k'vaseach, Lo shach lo ilogava lo tatogava. If I feel the klipa lo boy, because we know very well tatogava lo gava, I had to make a lebola. So for sure you need a klipa. Hear not? Afa gav darmina and gave ilova tato, I had to make a lebola. That applies to hot, to heat. We're talking about something which is salted. Okay? And there seems to be no problem whatsoever. Now this Tosfos is very important, because it's quoted the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch, if you don't mind. Our Simon Kufei, Sif Yud. That's what we're up to, right? We did test already last time. If someone squeezed through and finished it, B'dochak last year. Now it's on Sif Yud. We're down to the last five Sifim of Simon Kufei. Then we have a little more to go after that, but okay. Sif Kufei, Sif Yud. Here we go. That's what Tosa said, right? You don't have any to klipa. That's it, finished. So, as always, it's a matter of dispute over here. And the question is, who was the one who's machmer over here? Who was the one? So, if you open to the Ran, please, the back of the Rif, it's on page Kuf Chav Gimel in our print. Kuf Chav Gimel. Let's see what it says.
Tosfos
is Kuf Yud Gimel and Alpha, I was reading. That's what the Sugi is found. The Ran is Kuf Chav Gimel. Take a look, please. Kuf Chav Gimel, the right column. Let's read the whole round together from the beginning. It says dog. I think it's on the Ma'am of Commerce, no? We'll check the Ma'am of Commerce. Yes. Dog. Read the whole paragraph. Dog tor shemilchem dog tome mutarim. La benogin zeb is asking that the Ran hits a bombshell for the first line. They're not touching each other. What's going on? Not touching each other. What? It's amazing, Ran. Would you have learned the shot? They're not touching each other. That's not how I learned. What led the Ran into this unbelievable chumra? Vaita. V'tzir dag tomei afakad dem adarais lo mitzvot kibucha pegam amidim v'rabonim miyotza. Shavach Yamina Torah Maliach v'Tomei Tofel Muta Shafal Pisha Nivlor and Besocho Tipus Roschos Min Ator Afal Became Enem Mischamim Kolkach Ad Sheyiflo
Yumashma, the Tame Meliach, or Shne Meluchim, the Beklip Masagi, the Becholis Hashem de Meliach Saga le Beklipa, Hedasa Rosa, Tasa Rambanza, Shamach Meromeshu, Kam Kule, one said, Hoka Kule Chaye, Merov Tipus Meluchos, Shem Chamas Batsman, Fiosne de Rara, he thinks the Rara is correct, it's only a Klipa, Mi Yuhuzal, Matsu Natila Smokam, the Rara changed from the Klipa to Natila, Psokam. I am Ruchach Behedja, the Beroseach, the sleeve in the Tilasmok, any more the Lubazan. Hosam shining enough, me wrote from the cause of Elov Shadon, and also Bedini Hemtsoi, which was Safti Lamala, we saw this already earlier. I'm a bit sleeve, Lobin and the Klipo Bilchu, even sleeve, Kavachoma by Melicha. Yohacha, Efsha, the Kame, the Tsirs of Yotzim and Atomi, the Omen, the Enom, the Nivlach, the Kach Betor, how they cannot the Mirot for the Cheres. He's not sure, is it klipa or netila? But the biggest chiddush in the Rambam is they're talking about the whole sugya, but they're not touching each other. They're touching each other is much worse. Well, why did the Rambam say that? Why did the Rambam say that? Why? Why? Why did he? Why? Why did he say that? So it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch mentions that as well, not only over here in the Rambam, but the Mechaber in Siman Ayin Siv Gimel. Not everyone has. Who has Siman Ayin in front of them? You have one, but you have one. No, you don't. So let's put it on the board. Siman Ayin. Okay, you have all kinds of things are nimlach together. Oh, hey, no gimzeb is there? Oh, sir, can they clip up? Hey, maksheira melucha vatrefa tvela, mutaris badacha below clip up. Beinos and kshira lamala, beinos and lamata. Right? Because it doesn't matter. Tato God, we saw that in Tarsus. Tato is by heat, not by salt. That's the Ran. So the Ran made it into the Mechaber here in Siman Ayin, Siv Gimel. Here in our Siv, Siman Kuf Hey, Siv Yud, it didn't make it into the Mechaber. Only made it into the Ramah. So why that's true, I can't exactly tell you, but that's what we see over here in front of us. Now what led the Ran to this conclusion? So the only way to figure this out, in my opinion, is to look up the Chidushi Ran. Which I did. Chidush Yaran discusses this explicitly. That's on the Maran Makomis. What led him to this? Chidush Yaran on our Adaf Kuf Yud Gimel. Let's go find it.
If they're touching, does become
a sin? Right. They explain a whole Gemara referring to a case where they're not touching, which is a Chidush Otsum. It's not a simple pshat. What led the Ran into this?
Why is it also true by
Shnei
Meluchim?
Sorry? Shnei Meluchim? Why would we say by Shnei Meluchim if they're touching, it's only a Klipa?
Yeah, wouldn't you go to the Gemara
says? Shnei Meluchim is a problem.
Gemara says Shnei Meluchim is
what
they're
that's Shmuel's
thing.
Gemara
says,
has a Hadmina. No, that's not what the Gemara. Let me just first finish, hold on. We'll come back to the Gemara, just be a little bit patient. Be patient, please. Here we go. Al Mayatar, Tafel, Tame Maliach, Osir. Why? Tame Maliach, Polet, Sir, Vitsir, Zeshu, Roseach, Machas Milchon, Nivla, Betor, Vasara. Afa Pisha, Tor, Eina Maliach, Kokach, Machmas, Bili, Oso. Right, because, again, the Torah is Tafel. Shaloi, Hei, Necha, Machas Milcho, Ule, Armina, Glorina, Maliach, Roseach, Abishaina, Necha, Machas Milcho, Haina, Loma, Shaina, Bosar, Roseach. This is almost verbatim from what we saw in the Ran on the Rif. It shows the same often, right? Almost the same words. Amikomakom atzirz anofel of Roseach of anilbo. Mi abos et sonen chashvina leh de mishamach emin et Torah maliach v'tom et tofel mutter. Af al pish en devlorim betocho tipus rosal smin at Torah. Af al pikein and a mischam kol kach at sheyiflo. Fine. The cost of Ramban Zal, the afal gav, the mepsach sara seach and afal eschol chol of roseach. Chetzon and the tocham osur, tochtzon and the klipa muter mishadat togovar. Umi had the mekarale bolak lisa osam. Ocha, ben shetome elyon o tachton, doesn't make a difference. Tome meliach. Shupole the tochator tofel chama tochzonen hu she's a pole with a bolea. A Michael Tony also the garme. The high time of the mitoch shupole the tochal kol shah v'shah tipos meluchos shehen kechamos also not so the garme. Shlomo tator gavra lekon shachaticha v'osachas the tochal of tzonen shu bezgavra of a mitzadano hachal kule chayim mirov tipos meluchos shehen chamos. We saw this verbatim in the any maven. The word hechi kama da afilu tamei meliach tachton shavale chama tov tzonen mitov zeh pole vzeh bolea tiyachi tzonen tov cham the maskin bepsachem the osim shem tato agava name adrava chama tov tzonen have fisher al tzonen onu donen machas mashen nivlebo machas pleidus a yisra cham. He's trying to, he doesn't like the Ramban, thinks the Ramban's logic should create a different and wrong understanding when it comes to heat as well. Vio, the misa the hachi the who derived them at ilah gova told the shenavat to chalav cham lama hu muter le mishe nesem of tipos acholosh and chamas biatzma le about the self diet fine. But you see, your father tachdon, that's when it comes to what heat. But in our case, we don't make any distinctions. Okay, that's his kash. Why over here in our sugya? This is critical. Amalam mefalgina and hacha. When he lo le tato, kin le falgin and hosom, for amin et hocha stoma vim hoya tor tova vatome maliach hosom, umash afil le tor tofel takdom, afal gav de kaim le tato gova. So he goes against Tosis. Tosis is no tato gova when it comes to malicha, and he's stuck with the kasha. It's based on this kasha that he comes to the radical conclusion that we saw. Efsha, the hocha lava nogan zeb is asking him, el isha omen de besamuch, there's a plate that's a tamen no gas betor. Chegav the lemanda over tato gover hoiko. There's a plate that's over tach over lemanda me lo gover nami hoiko bepesha plate no gas betorim. Lemanda me lo gover after the stop. So he said the reason which led him. We asked the kasha. What led the rant to this funny pshat that they're not touching each other? Now we know the answer. He told us the answer. Oh, he gets stuck with the kasha of tato gover. He rejects Tosas that Tosas said is no tato gover malicha. So he gets stuck with the kasha. Where the kasha, they're not touching each other. Now, slowly, very slowly. Watch this. He's l'man d'omer ilo gover efsher v'lav dafka ilo eluah d'menat stodin l'omer ilo alemutid l'omina tato gover v'afil l'man d'omer tato gover efsher lo mekein zen. Really, we saw this before. What about zeb and tzad zeb? And we had a discussion. Is that the equivalent of Ilo, equivalent of Tato? That the Rana is not sure about. We'll come back. Now, Terence number two. Tosis. Vodef shal Iloma. Lo shag ma malicha plukta di lo tato gova. Klal, shal dehosan vada lo armin hochi yele ben istalik me ala ur. This is the Chavaz Das. We saw so many times. She ilu hoyo ala ur, shneinu mischavim. Shal istalik me ala ur, ne shum holach miskarab, and so far she iskarabo. Di armin ha shehechad mismemar al tzanas chaverim. Avala maliach, shein sofol etzdana meyatzma, heat will dissipate by itself, salt will not dissipate by itself. Lo mafliginen beiklal, bein ilo letato. That's what we saw in Tosis. Shemach yaminan, stoma, tamay tor tofel maliach tor, excuse me, tor tofel of a tomi maliach, osir, eis a men shiye tachna, doesn't make a difference. Umi yamashma, the beklipa sagile, the bechol yisra shayde malichas, aga beklipa. Against the Rabban who asks us kulo. Miu have shaloma. Kevin should see the yotzim and atomi v'homen v'eino v'nivla achak v'tor avle kidnot amirot for the cheres. You have the mitzilas. We saw this also in the Rabban itself. The Rabban is 2 days. If Tosis is right, there's no hechwech to assume they're not touching each other. If Tosis is wrong, he's stuck. He must say they're not touching each other. This is the upshot of the Rabban. Of course, this leads to a serious, serious problem. Serious, serious problem. What's pshat? According to the second interpretation, we can suggest that they are touching each other. So the question becomes on the Ramah. The Ramah passes in Sif Yud Aleph. We did so far Sif Yud. Let's go to Sif Yud Aleph. Zeshamarnu, Beisa Maliach Veheta Tofel, Shimhushamein, Oser Achi Moshishim Levatla, that's in Sif Tes. Dafkir Shehoya Isa Maliach Lamata, Veheta Tofel Lamala, Shunatato Gover, Avlohoya Heta Tofel Lamata, Veisa Maliach Lamala, and also look at the Klippa. This is the sheet of the Rashba. That you do say Iloh Tato when it comes to Maliach as well, not just when it comes to heat. Okay? Says the Ramah, V'yesh Cholkim, in Sif Yud Aleph, V'oh, Mimlak Toysvis, T'be Malicha Ein Chiluk Im Hu L'mala L'mata, Hachinog, Frechtuch T'kasha, if the Ramah is of the opinion, the second opinion in Iran, that is no Iloh Tato, by Malicha, so he's not stuck with the Ran's kasha. The Ran got stuck with his kasha, and for this reason he said what? They're not knowing Zeb Zeb, but the Ramah didn't have to say that. He had no hechrich. Since the Ramah passes like Tosfos, why did he say in Sif Yud, Yesh Osrim Nogan Zeb Zeb? Right? Why did he say that? The Ran said it only because he was stuck with the kasha. But the Ran, according to the opinion of the. Have someone help me out. He WhatsApp me. Coming to the forgive me for the interruption. I apologize. Great. Type a message. Say thank you.
I'm
taking care of.
Okay.
Okay. I got a WhatsApp message by that on Friday, but that's not for now. That's the kasha. The Ramah doesn't have the hechris. I thought this is my original kasha. That's my kasha. I found this kasha. I thought it on my own. But let's take a look and see. Not everybody agrees. They didn't have the Chiddush Yaran. They didn't have it. So we saw before we saw Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gim. In Sif Gim. We read Sif Gim. What does the Taz say over here? The Taz and the Simon Ayin, Sif Kot and Yud, had a whole different shot in the Ran. Because he didn't have a Ran. Who are Ran? Shuhuk Shalom, he claims he didn't have a Ran. He's projecting what the kasha of the Ran was. Huk shalom, the gam b'tor maliach v'tomei tofel. Watch this, tor maliach and tomei tofel. That's the more kal version, right? Yesh lomar shereisichas ator maliach mechamem atomei at sheyaflit v'yavliyah b'tor. It reminds of pitum. You know, one is right. V'yelos v'leketiras shekasafti reish sivveis. B'shem Rashba, we just saw Edom Echamim Kolkach. Therefore, you give it teretz. Lo itiru le be'enim yogim zach shapletus nogim etc. This is very nice. It's just wrong. It's a very nice. The Taz is very right, but it's just not true. It's not true. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. If you look in the Bira Agro over here in Siman Kuf Hey Sifkot and Ayin Dalit V'yesh Osrin Hudas Haran V'taimo. The b'mokom shenogea nimlach mimenu ha'iser. Look on the Rosh Perek Ches Simen Membeis shekosuv the benegia en a karoseach. Kmo shekosuv kufit gimel ashim lachena yofe yofe. Kosh das atoysvis davka b'mokom mishnei tzadim. The b'mokos chaf aleph etc. etc. V'simonakad b'shulchanok shtei asvaras. Kabbal svar rishona chemes simen tzali aleph sefei. So again, the God is tying it into the Rosh Hashita. Right? They didn't have the Chiddush Yaran. Oh. So after I just thought this on my own, I discovered the Megillah Sefer. Can I get this now? What do I do? Press this?
That's irrelevant. You can ignore it.
Press here?
Yeah. And then Hamsheikh in the middle.
Hamsheikh.
And Chiddush Sefer at top left. That's the Megillah Sefer.
You're ahead of me.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Right.
Okay. Don't feel bad.
My left, Rebbe's right. Where is this? Pasuk Matar, no? It's supposed to be onion.
Very good. Baruch Hashem with the techies in this room. I'd be lost. No, I'm Tzvi Ashkenazi.
Do you see it?
Third one.
That's it.
Yes. No, next year, huh? We'll learn next year. So one page. Reish Chav Ches. Reish Chav Ches. Yeah, here we are. Watch this. Can you see it? Can I make it bigger? Full screen? Or that's impossible? Okay, please. The bigger the better. Whoa! Reish Chav Ches. Reish Chav Zayin.
Can you just explain the
stira? It's not a stira. I don't want the stira to be too strong of a kasha. That the hechrich, we went the wrong way. The hechrich of the Ran in the Chidushim was the fact that he was working with an assumption that if you say Tato Govar, when it comes to Melicha, he's stuck with a kasha. But the Ramah in Yud Aleph denies Tato Govar by Malicha, so yet he would not be forced to say what the Ran said. Watch, because the Ramah, Meisa Tufel Nogia Behetar Malicha Yeshosu Mumekum as Iraq Mokam Hefsim. Makora Dvarim Ran, true. Birak Grohaven Sharan Kosev Came Mikor Kushas Harosh Hukshalo Maduai Dei Nogia Be Malicha Ena Tufel Of Hovel. That's the kasha we saw that in the Ran. The Rosh has the same kasha. For Rosh theory, it's Ena Nechshav Malicha Alim Kane. Nimlach Yofa Yofa Vinigia Bialma Maliach and Ofer Hadis Maliach. Haran Cholik. For Sovashai, the Nigia Makabala Tofel, but did Maliach, Hagamor, and Dabar Sovashal Enogam, that was the Adkan of Vilna Gom. Vemes Enad Rama for Rosh and Jimaram. Vamai Bechidush Yeran. See, he also looked there. I looked there first, but then I found he looked there before me. What did he say? Shakoska Mishum Shasova Gam Malicha Shacht and Tato Goma. Rabachom. He made Nogam and Mazer Shabim Baflit Vatora Maliach Mea Tamea Tofel. They're not touching. As the Shach explains, the Cholik Mesicha Mikoch or Mirtika Mikoch HaMelech. Now, Rabbi Osai, let's go a little bit further in the Tosfos. This Tosfos is a very important Tosfos. Kuf Yud Gimel Aleph Manal of Torah. Let's go take a little. Step by step. There are quite a few important steps in this Tosfos. Take it one at a time. Kuf, Yud, Gimel, and Manal. They were all found here in Shulchan Aruch, one after the other. End of Siman Kuf Hey. Okay, we read the first five lines. V'yesh Lumon Mikan, part two of Tosfos. Ein Tzorach Lahagil Tfuse Gvinos Ha'ov De Gachovim U'mud Alas Vem Gvinos L'Yisrael U'lemochan B'sochan. The Havi Kemo is always a tricky word. Kemo, like, and I'll tell you what, in the York, like, it's the most popular word in the vocabulary now. Like, I'm like to Hatard, I'm like hungry, I'm like, no, like. But it tells you the word like, but in the classical understanding of the word, Kemo, Tor Moliach, Vitome Tofel. I mean, Tomei Tofel. Then Shayach Malicha Be'etz. V'lo Nas Eitz Roseach. Aydei Malicha. Stop right over here.
In other words, a kli is not subject to the principle of Meliach Kiroseach in the full sense. So the kli is always going to be considered like a tofel. And therefore, even though it's treif, it's like a case, classical case, of what? Of tomei tofel. The tomei tofel here is the kli. So no problem putting something in there. That's what Tosus says. This is Tosus part two, the Masvil Torah. Part two. Okay. Of course it's a continuation.
So how does it relate back to the Ibaka?
No, I don't think it's... You're right. I do not think this is Hobo Atalia with the question of whether you say Tatoi Lo Gova by Malicha or not.
Okay.
No, in general, the fact that Tosus considers the Kli to be a Tofel, and therefore if it's a Tomei Tofel, it's Mutter. No problem. This is found Rabosai in the Ramor in Sif. One second. Let's get straight. Take a look, Rabosai, in Sif Yud Beis. Keep going. We had Yud Aleph. We're going quickly. You ready to Yud Aleph? We're up to Yud Beis. Well, sort of. What's Yud Beis? Tosus. Everything's from Tosus. Gvina, Shanasna, Mitzfusi, Hagoyim, Afal Pisha, Nimlechu, Betochan, Mutarim. Wadin im nimlach hetter b'shar kli yisur. I feel ein manukov ein meliach kavaseh kol kach lahafin min hakli mashabulua b'tocho. Dafke b'diyevet amal chatchilos. It keeps happening that we have to know why that is so. Says the Vilna Gaon, Sifkod and Ayin Zayin, k'motor meliach v'tom etovel tos et shom. He quotes the source. Fine. The Ramah has a kli yisur. Says the Vilna Gaon, Sifkot on Ayin Ches. Tlotem or Tama Heta de Ein Kli Bolem and Melicha. Kamosha Kosav Arosh Shom. Velo de Lo Neser Eitz Ayade Melich Kiroseach. Fim Kane. Fize Kan Osur. Ah. You might have thought that treifers can't go into salting. Treifers came in, they cooked treifer soup. They cooked ham and eggs. Mamish. Now I'm putting something in there with melicha, then it would be a serious problem. The answer is no. Even if it's mamash treif, it's still not going to come out with salt. Atam shen pole dova shabola, as Tosa says, then shayach melicha be'etz lanasa etz roseach ayadei melicha tzon aloma, the tome meliach oser the nasa roseach, mashenken be'etz the ein nasa roseach. Have a kartoffel, then a polite. I don't care what was cooked in that treifet pot. Fizek koshken v'shar kli yisur lo nimlach me'olam chay gavna af v'shtei chatichas mutter lukin shari dura, etc., 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 etc. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. Fine. And watch what the Rama means. L'vitam arishan dena bolea. Tomei tofel. Tomei Tofel and Torah Meliach is talking about Shtei Chatichas, according to the simple shot, they're touching each other, and it's still butter. He's rinsed it off. Right? That's what we learned. That's the Gemara Mefurish, and Av Kufi Gimlo and Aleph. Fine. Since they're going weiter, why the Ramos of Afilu? Vitam Arishan Deina Bolea, it won't absorb through salt. So the cliche in the Manukov, Hoyaoser, because it's Bolea. It does absorb if you put a piece of meat without any holes and you salt it, it will absorb. Kamosha Kosov Sham Kufir Alf and Beis, Kora Shamolach Bo Vukhuli, Ukapira Shirasham, the Bekli Ena Manuka of Iri, the Mloka Ye also the Mocha Shte Pama Bekli Echon. Of course we do that, it's Manuka. Ukshitosa, the Malicha Mafin Mikli, Elisha Eno Bolea, that's the Rosh Hashita, Simon Samachtes Sif Yuzayan. No, I feel that as a Rosh, Ho Kosov Atamish and the Dama Mishrik Sharit. Mashenke Mitzir Sharisim, Rabbi Uvdo, the Rav Mori, Kufyud Beizim and Beiz, not going to that right now. The Kitzur Nimbus, this is the Pshat. Ubitam Zacholach Ravio, Altosis Tor, the O Seraphil of a Klimanukov, Kumosha Kosov of Mordechai, Tashyach. Let's turn to the Mordechai, and Tashyach, we're going to argue on Tosis. You see, we think Tosis is, yeah, we are plain Jews. We learn Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. Taf Yomi, in the middle, in the back. Now, you know, they just stick to the page. All right? Today's that base of brachos. That base. Just want to start today. Good day to start. Okay? Tav Shin Yud Ches.
Should
I
be advised?
I said, if you want to start today, I'm not giving any advice. It's a big fight with B'nai Yishir, Bachum Shalom, Tav Yom Yud Ches. I'm not going to say anything about it. Tav Shin Yud Ches. Rabosai, Tav Shin Yud Ches in the Mordechai. What does it say? Second part of the Mordechai. Quote Rav Yo. Let's see. Let's see. Pick what says Omari. The last part of the line is Aleph Reshut. Omari. Shad Malicha in a mouth and Mashanil the V8. With a mouth of the Cheris of Yevon. Can I make a Torah Maliach for Tomei Tafel to show you? That's what we saw. Achachat Chilas, why? Ah, Shem Harchek Min Akir, Abba B'dievet Shari. This is the opinion of the Ri. Of the same Atchum of Rav Yo, Poli, it's right here. See the Rav Yo? Poli argues, Yomer, Ein Atfus Nikwa Tomei Tafel. No. Why? Ki Atfus means the surface, the metal surface, the wood surface. Machmas Rova Melach Kibel Tam Shul Gvinas Ove Kachoven Have Tomei Maliach Uchse Machmas Vos Shul Gvinas Ksheres Meluchim Nesoros Chegavin Lo Mahani Kli Menukov Ken Mucha Lepohod De Rav Mori Baruchel De Derech Atzila Hisorech Levola Vyoso Filip Adi Eben In Bat Fus Ben Yomo Fidome Le Kora Shem Melach Babos Adi Yoso Lechol Baroseach Period. So the Rav Yo disagrees. So it's a big fundamental dispute over here. Fundamental. Gedolei Rishonim. Do we treat the tfus, the wood on the bottom, as something which is tofel, or something which is maliach? All right, that's a tremendous machlokes. Tremendous machlokes. Okay, that's the shaila. Now, the Vilna Gaon understands the Ramah, which is a makba tovel and bracha, to be choshesh for the sheet of the Rav Yo. Okay, very nice. If those who have a Bali HaShulchan, that's our sefer, right? Keep using it. Baruch Hashem. Let's take a look over here in Simen Kuf Hey, Siv Katan Ayin. No, there's no such thing.
Like one line.
Maybe I'm wrong. Hold on.
Like
Kufay. Excuse me, Kufay. Kufay, thank you so much. Kufay. I apologize. Kufay. If Nimlach a heter, Yesh is tapping be mikvesh a heter who knows el. Im gam bazeh aminon, the ain malicha bekeh. Interesting channel, no? If it's liquid. Umasha maybe the day something was there. Umasha das mixes poskin. So it's in the bottom where to look. Shach simen sari olives of cotton to zayin. Yeah. Behet the maliach v'yisa tofel, which we see is good. No. Shemahet the nozel nesa. If it's liquid, it's worse. The kevet shagam ha the ain malicha bekeno nesa. I had the mevusas al hap. I had the maliach v'yisa tofel. Chaniska, we just saw this. Look at the biurim. So before we look at these biurim, we have to look a little bit earlier because we skipped something very fundamental. And that is the kasha of the shach in Simen Sadi Aleph Sivkot and Yud Beis. Let's turn there on both sides. Shach Simen Sadi Aleph Sivkot and Yud Beis and see what's going on over here. It seems to be a steer in the mechaber. Stewards of the Mechaber is not good. Sadi Aleph Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes in Simen Sadi Aleph Sifhei. Meliach sheni yochel lecha machas milcha odahayna kei meliach shalachal nukdera v'shal kidei meliach nukdera kol zman shlo yedicha v'ikrim and anecha machas milcha. Fine. Says the Meliach the Rambam the Mechaber. Meliach kei meliach t'bola yorucha afil achas yedicha havele yed anecha machas milcha. Kol zman shlo shiro b'mayim dineke vaseach lesek leklipa. Now. V'yein chiluk ben meliach elyon v'tofel tachto l'meliach tachto v'tofel elyon. L'olam ha-meliach mavliach betofel v'eino bolem yimena, Rebbeinu Shalom. A steer that we just saw. That's the Ramah in Kufay. The Mechab in Kufay said Tato Govar, even with respect to Meliach. Rebbeinu Shalom, a steer of Galuya in the Mechab. The Shach is the Kashi at base. Uli'el simen ayin sivdalim. Let's look at it there too. You can look at it in two places. It's not a steer of one against one, two against one. Where were you before? We were in Simon Hayin Sivdalu. Hod Armina, they know, so look at that clipper. Hainak Shestan Kushas. Avalim Achas Shmena. Afilim Chatichas Hatrefa Kusha. Chatichas Akshera Shmena. So what do you call that? We call that Pitum. Mefapea Isa Bakula. Imhoisa Hatrefa Malukola Mata. Tato Gova. Rebbeinu Shalom. Tato Gova! That's what he's the Kufay too. But not in Sadi Aleph. Two against one. Do you say that Torah Gava? Or don't you? You put in a Shalom. Bach Shach's Kash. Yud Beis. But Sarach Loma. The Dafka Lesa Kulo. The Haida Vishame. Yesh Chiluk. Ava Lesa Gadei Klipa. Gon Bekochush. Ein Chiluk. The Neda Tatoa Gava. Mikom Mikom Klipa Mi Boy. Kima Pesiv Dalet. Ada Mekalei Bola. Hokimashim bedivri arashim b'toras hamayas hakotzim shulchan aruch shom. Basically, this doesn't sound that way. This is the famous teretz of the shach. It's a gavaldik teretz. It seems to work wonders. It seems to work wonders. Gavaldik, meridik. I thought I'm home free. Yeah, there's a problem. The problem is explained. I don't know if you have a body on shulchan on basa b'cholov. I told you to bring it, but not everyone brought it. Let me read it to you, some of the highlights of a lengthy piece in Tzadi Aleph Sifhei. You can look it up later on if you don't have it right now. The Ramaskel Ve'ev. And the Biurim Ve'ev. This is Tzadi Aleph Sifhei, where we saw the Mechaba, we just saw it. The Mechaba said, the word Ve'ev you saw, right? What's the word Ve'ev? Ve'ev. Ve'ein chiluk be'meliach elyon le'tafel tachton le'meliach tachton le'tafel elyon olam ha'meliach mavliya be'tafel ve'eina bolea mimenu. Right? No distinction is brought over here. Frek t'shach, what do you mean? In Simon Ayin and Kufay, as there is a chiluk. The answer is there's a chiluk less a kula b'shamim, but Sari Allah faced him with kofesh. Okay, since it's a very straightforward thing, gavaldik. What could be simpler than that? I slept well until I saw the Bali Ashulchan. He disturbed my sleep. What bothered him? Look what it says over here in the Shulchan Aruch, and here it's Sari Aleph Sifhei. Look what it says. Keep reading a little bit further. He says, "Echad meluach v'sheni tofel." Hamaluach muter behadocha v'atovel tzorach klipa. You don't need a klipa. It's enough to have what we call a hadocha. Just rinse it off and you're fine. You rinse, the maluach is muter behadocha. Hadocha. Wait a second. If it's tatoa gomar, ademekale bola, you should require what? A today klipa. So you give the following answer. All tatoa gomar does over here is, in his words, mevatel resichas melicha has haylo. It neutralizes the power of resicha of the melicha on top. But if the bottom one is salty, it cannot make the top one salty. Why? Ain, his words, ain teva hameluach lifol chaveru. Who said so? The Prima Garden right in front of us. Open up to the Prima Garden. It neutralizes the resicha of one on top of it, but it is not sufficient, we're not talking about heat, talking about salt, to make the top one salty. That it will not do. Take a look at right in front of us. Prima Gadim Simon Kufhei, end of Sivkata, Chaf Ches. Awesome. Kufhei, end of Sivkata, Chaf Ches. Please take a look there. I repeat again. Prima Gadim Simon Kufhei, end of Sivse Das, end of Sivkata, Chaf Ches. That's what he quotes. See if we can find it over here. Let's take a look. Umasha Kosev is a little bolded. Toya Tofel Eid Mefateim. What does that mean? Yesh Liros. The Mechava Pasens in Sifyan Aleph. The Melicha Mina Tato Govar. Memanusha. He had Tome Meluach Lamata. Shneem Rosim. Umefateim. Prichodesh Laman Hei. Simonayin Sif Dalin. That's his kasha. That's his kasha. Skipping a couple of lines. In Sif Se Da Simon Kuf Hei at the end of Chav Ches. Chav Ches.
What?
Towards the end. He asked the kasha, if Tato Gavar, why doesn't the bottom one which is salty make the other one salty? This is as follows. Oh, the last two lines. After mechaber Torah Maliach v'tomei Tofel v'Torah Maliach l'mata ain oser alma tato v'malicha ain poel she'mafled mitofel. It doesn't achieve such a high level to make the upper ones as if it's salty. El lekula amar Rashba from mechaber the tomei maliach ain iser. It works the kula not the chumra. So said the prima gadim at the end of Sivkot and Chav Ches. That you have to say that pshat, otherwise it's going to be difficult. So far I'm glad I showed you inside in our siman. Does everyone agree with this? No. Who disagrees? I want to show it to you. It's in the Ran. Take a look at the Ran. Ram we have in front of us as well. Whatever we have in front of us is obviously optimum, because what you don't have, you have to rely on me. And that's not good. So, the Ran, I believe, on page Kuf Chof. Kuf Chof. Hahu Bar Yona, the Nafal Lekaila, the Kimcha. That's a Gemara, Rabbosai. And the Kuf Yud Beis. What happened? Kimcha is Cholof. Gozo's Maluach. So you have a salty chicken, duck, fell into milk. So it's Nechal Machas Milcho. It wasn't salty enough. Ilu lo hoya Nechal Machas Milcho. Hoya also, why? They should bolea mina kemach. From the salty duck will absorb from the milk, if it's that salty. Tahavale cham letoch sonon. What is cham mean? Cham is substitute the words meliach for cham and tovel for sonon. Ukamadama ta'ilo gova. Oh, hayatzorach netilas mokom. Ukamoshe afarash tofeinu. Vafile madama tato gova. Hayaoser mias kene klipa. Tademekele bola. To the Isa beperek ketzat solin, okay. Inami shakim chu amaliach v'lo agosla. It's very salty. It's not milk. It's some kind of a, you know, what reminds us of kutach, which is, you know, salty. It's a kind of a pudding. Hu kutach she'amru olav perek ela over in the ispe tilta maya tilta kut mi tilta milcha the baser hachi ma'arve le nisyoni dechalba. Otherwise, Rebbe Osai, if it was so salty, what would it achieve? It would achieve not only is it salty, but the chicken is also considered salty, and therefore would have to require a hadacha, a klipa. So the Ran seems to say this, so that we apply the principle even to that the Tato Gavar
against the prima gadim. Prima gadim says that Togavim, when it comes to soul, is not strong enough to make the bottom salty, to make the top salty. But the Ran seems to say that it does. That's the Ran. There's also a Ritva. It's all quoted by the Biurim in Simon Sadi Aleph. There is a Ritva. Kuf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. Okay. Torah Maliach Tame Tafel Mutter. Shatame Tafel Bolea Veina Mafle. Even if they're touching each other against that Chdushirat, you don't even need Klippa. What do you see? Lormina Gabidava Maliach Afal Pishuka Roseach Din Ilo Gova Vatato Gova Atach Shum Klippa and Timus Makam Makas Yibiyama. Avamori Arabzal. Who's that? The Ra'ah. That's what Rav's Rabbi. No, it says in Pesachim, Itmal Yitzli, Umaliach Shinanecha Lachas Milcha, who Kuroseach Yitzli, Maliach Kuroseach. I mean, Bemalicha Nami Din Tatogava Vilogava. That's your Chlipa. Yeah, Hodikatani Hacham Muta Mishen Nogan Zezeh. That's just Shneim Munachem Mekleish and Munukem Mekleish Bitan Zeh Magas Mezeh. That's why it's okay. But if it touched each other, it would be a disaster. You see clearly from the Ritva and from the Ran that they argue in this Prima Gadim. What's not the Prima Gadim's for? Prima Gadim is saying Pshat in the Shach and the Machaber, etc., etc., etc. But now there is another Prima Gadim. Simon Sadi Aleph, end of Sifkot and Yud Beis. As you all have, whatever you have in front of you, I want to show you. Prima Gadim, Simon Sadi Aleph, end of Sifkot and Yud Beis. Sifsei Das. Watch this. On this is going on that shach that we just saw. Ein chiluk. What does that mean? The mechaber yesh chiluk. The pasuk of Malicha nami shayach that togava. And then klipa bein shamein ein chiluk. Why? You nami that togava by klipa. You always need a klipa. Either bein says doesn't sound that way. It explains what that means. Fine. If you mashik a safta liyel, shem bogan avrom, this we learned a long time ago, da chol of mutter ve tzorach shishin. Why? Da klima ve tato hu rak chumra. Remember that? Why? That's the Rabbi Natam in the Tosin that we saw. Why? It's only a chumra. Im ken yesh chiluk bimelicha ben tato di medina tzorach klipa vosu ha shishin ve achakach u ben ilah lo havi medina. Oh! So there will be a distinction. True, they're both in klipas, but not all klipas are created equal. Wow! So what does that mean? So that's the question, what that means. So what does that mean? Halacha lemaisa. Let's chazer again. So if the east of Maluach is lemata, the clay klipa is medina, and with Asar Amashka, for example. Right? If the east of Maluach is lemala, it's only a chumra. Does not so much. That's Pshat Rabbi Natan. The man that told us the name of Rav at the bottom. Maseil the Pesach. So the question is, why the Shach did not say this way? The Shach is the Shitos and Sifkot and Ches. He denies the Bogan Avram. If you have a good memory, the Shach denied that. The Shach was stuck with Akasha. He didn't give the Bogan Avram's teretz, if you remember. So according to the Shach, it's a little difficult. What do they mean? Ve'ein chiluk pshita. You know, when I first saw the Mechaba, I also asked this Kasha. Pshita. Of course no chiluk. It always did a clay klipa. So, what's the shayla? It always did a clay klipa. Yeah? So it's a little shver. But according to the Magen Avraham, it's more difficult. But back to square one. The Shulchan Aruch contradicts himself. The Shach gave a teretz, but the Shach's teretz is a little problematic of this pshita. So he comes along with the Yad Yehuda. And Yad Yehuda, which I could probably show you. Is Yad Yehuda in Bar Ilan?
No.
Yad Yehuda says,
The Shulchan Aruch over here in Siman, let's take our Shulchan Aruch, even better than the one that we saw in Siman 9. Let's look in front of us. Our Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Hei, Sif Yud Aleph. What did it say? Zeh Shamarna v'Yisra Maliach v'Hat HaTavol Shem Ushamein Osa Ad Sheh Boshishim Levatlo Dafka Shehoye Yisra Maliach Namata v'Hat HaTavol Lamala Shem Tato Agomen V'Hoye Ahat HaTavol Lamata v'Yisra Tamaliach Lamala Eina Osa Ela Kadei Klipa. That leniency is based upon a tzirah of another shita. When it comes to Malicha by Dov Shamein, it's always enough klipa, not actually. So the mechaber is a tzir of hashitas. As you remember, we spoke about this a while ago. Not everyone agrees to this whole thing in the first place, that we apply the principles of mefapeya beyond sli. The case of the Gemara is about sli. It's a big machlek, it's to apply it by, that's the chas v'shalom question, is it sveg adedina? Not here again, it is sveg adedina. He's been sarafim with this shita that when it comes to Maliach, we do not apply the principle at all of Davos Shammah Mifapeah Bekula. That's his mitzarif, that sheet, according to the Mechaber. The Rambam disagrees, Ibn Maliach Shammah Lamala and Asas Kulo. And for us, unfortunately, because we are not experts, right? And Chilik, we have to ask even at Davos Kachosh, because we're not experts. Adkan, I gave you a summary of the Biurim, you look up yourself in Simon Sadi Aleph in Sifhei. Okay, as I told you, Simon Sayav Sefei, to be Urim, Dirmaslo, Ve'ei. Fine. Now back to where we were at the beginning. Let's go to the beginning. We have a Shach. The Shach says, if it's no Zeil, it's a problem. Let's take a look. You all, everyone has the that's it. Bosa B'chav you didn't have, but I think three of us you do have, right? The Bari HaShulchan. Take a look over here in Dirmaskel Im. Who has a Bari HaShulchan? Raise your hand. Yeah? Gewalt. Who else is being a Bari HaShulchan? No, don't have it. It's be hard for me to explain to you, but I'll do my best. Okay, we'll read. You want to take a picture, put it on the board? Okay. Can that be done, technically?
Take a few minutes,
though. Okay. I apologize. I thought everyone should bring it. Fine. Watch this. So in order to explain this, I'll try to give you whatever sources he quotes inside to be able to see what we don't have literally in front of you. What? Im.
On Sif
Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Beis. Im. We'll start with the shot, which everybody does have. Sadi Aleph. We had seen Sadi Aleph Yud Beis. What about Sadi Aleph Tezayin? A little bit later. What does it say in the Ramo? Yesh omer de b'chol malicha na b'sham b'shishim. Because we're not expert. V'hod de tar malicha v'tamei tafel shari. Hayne shat tamei yomish. Havu v'dovet solo. Neser atar. V'yach ha-shen enecha machas milcha b'olei ha-yisat shetzo. U'shnei ha-masur. Says the Shach. Even look inside some contest. Zayim. Lomu b'basar b'cholof. Af ha-pisha basar levad ha-maluach. Shneim Asurim. That's what it says. Okay. Fine. That's what it says. Now, what happens if it's Heter Meluach and Isa Tofel and the Heter is liquid? What's the din? What's the din? He says, Yikomakom. Let's read it together. I'll skip this one line and go back. He wants to know, is a machlokas or... Let's read. We can't skip. We have to read straight. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to save time, but it's counterproductive. If a cholah levada meluach, kosev b'toras chazav b'shem amorachai, the cholah mutter. Why is the cholah mutter? Because it's a classic case of it's a tofel, right? If the cholah is meluach, but the basar is tofel,
So nothing comes from the basar into the chalav. No problem. But it's a machlokas, he says. It's hagos vodacha. Tashnach says that. Right? But the Mordechai himself asks it in Tashyach. Oh boy. Tashyach versus Tashnach. Let's take a look at the originals. No shortcuts. Tashyach versus Tashnach. We know Tashyach is the Mordechai himself, and Tashnach is a God's Mordechai. Okay, Rabosai, Tashyach can be found on page Chof Zion. Yes, they're both in the Rambam Kamos. Tashyach and Tashnach. Okay. Actually, we saw part of Tashyach already. So the Shach, when he quotes the Mordechai in Siman Tashyach, what does he say? That the Cholov is Maluach, that it's Aser, not that it's Mutter. So it must be Tashnach. Same Rabbi in Paris. Let's do Tashnach first, because there it's easy to find it. Tashnach is literally the last page. The last page. Im Nafel, it's two lines. Im Nafel beside Sli or Mavushal Becholov, Habaser Aser. Aval acholav mutter, kevish utzone, v'afem acholav meliach, en koach lahaf the tam min abosar. Akan ashon tosus marap. Rabbeinu Peretz is the one that says that it's okay, even though it's a liquid. Since the liquid is meluach, but the basar is tofel, it won't pull it in. That's tashnach. But in tashyach, it says the opposite. That's to save time. Let's go by it. So the Shach is saying that it's a problem because the steer of Machlokas are Harishonim. Tzarachin the Dina, the Mordechai asked it. Man label on the Hakel. Shagam Sharan. So with the Kol Tom Maluach, Vitome Tofel, Lo Shore, the Kshay Nogim. I am most posted in the whole Akhtar Ran, as we said earlier. Kandut Solo, Efshad Akol Osur. And the Ramah is worried about the Ran is no hefset. So therefore, the bottom line is the Shach wants to aser it in Siman Sadi Aleph Sifkatan Tes Zayin. Okay, that's that. That's how we started off. Fine. Now, if the Shach is right, what about Kalim? So let's take a look in Prima Godim in Sadi Aleph Tezayin. Again, I'm trying to show you everything I can inside. Sadi Aleph Tezayin, Ayin Shach, what's Koloma? The Lishna, the Torah, Maliach, Vatamitofel, Oshayach, Babishneim Asur, the Abbasar, Vacholav Kor. When he said that Cholav Maluach, Hacholav Mutter, Hashach Kotav, the Cholav Gamken Asur, Kvokasav, the Mesimen Ayin, if you mash a kosa v'rashba, hatam the tor maliach v'tome tofel shari. What's the reason the Rashba gave? Tenei the mafdid ma'at mitome. Something does come out. Mikomakom agav the torid hator liflot. The meat, which is tor, is busy spilling out what it has into the Dover Tommy Hatofel, Ain Bel Koat Livloa also Amat. That was two pieces of meat. Then came Pshita Kaigavna, Becholov, the Mathat Satmi Bosser, Vinivlal, the Yesh Lesser. So something does come out. If something does come out, we have to say that it's Usr. So I Supreme Godem over here in Simon. Sadi Aleph Sifkotan Tes Zayin. That's what he says. What's Pshat?
The Rashba holds is a pleta mu'etes. Why? As we saw earlier, the Easter is nimlach tsas when it touches the heter meluach. That's the case, Rabbosai. When it comes to a kli, we were assuming from the moment by a kli, there's no pleta at all. And therefore, it should come out, even though the heter is nozel, it should be mutter. At the shach and sifkon tezayin, at first glance, only answering when you're talking about two food items, meat, milk, etc. But a kli, he's assuming from the moment there's no plate at all, it should be mutter. That's one way to learn pshat. Okay, I'm reading it now from the Bari HaShulchan. Those who have it, Rabbosai, it's on page Shin Chav Dalet and Hey. Omnam, that's the first five white lines. Another pshat. Why yotze be plate muetes? The enu nesha iser atzmo bo b'maga im ha-melach. Neshekach kogo shel heter ha-meluach lifo ksas al iser ha-tofel. Laham shir yimenu mixas plate. You have a look inside, please. Well, if you say, gab ha-di danish, that's okay. Maybe you should be also here as well, because something's going to come out of the kli. V'chein, in the forest, b'tam ha'osrim, k'shehet ha'nozel, ain't no tolim b'mashakos of a rajba ha'nal, el afilim nitfos k'lishna basra didei, shom, shebehet ha'maliach gush, ain't no maflit klum me'a isra ha'tofel, mikomakom, k'shehet ha'nozel, olim kocho tfeh la'haflit me'a isra ha'tofel, even though if it's solid zero, look what it does. When it comes to a kli, so he's not sure what the din should be. Again, I feel bad you don't have the Bar HaShulchan in front of you. And we need to talk about page Shin Chof Dalet. Right. Shin Chof Dalet. So he's not sure. He's not sure. Right. There's more to say, but you don't have it. We'll stop. Let's talk about the end of the Tosfos. Okay, the back Tosfos you all have, Baruch Hashem. Tosfos. We read the three parts of the Tosfos. We read part one, we read part two, now part three. Part three of Tosfos, come on. Part three. Says Tosfos at the end of the Tosfos. U'maisim b'chol yom, the melach b'korosh v'mishtamish b'bosor, the question, what it goes on Mount Tala Bracha. Could be it's going on the previous part. Not in the they ask Kasha. The Taz asks, if it's Maisa B'chol Yom, what? The people were sure they didn't want a Bracha. So the Taz wants a Maisa B'chol Yom goes on the early, on stage two in Tosfos, not stage three. We'll see soon. Shulchan Aruch, Sif Yud Gimel. We're making progress on both sides. Shulchan Aruch, we did Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. Now it's Yud Gimel. Kuf Hei, Sif Yud Gimel. Almost done, right? Well, not so fast. Kuf Hei, Sif Yud Gimel. Let's see what it says. Melech otav shem bekorah shel basa mutl din al cholof. Hu adin im ayav klei yisur, the mach hashem yiveshim, enim bolim b'na kli, rak shak to yunoki, v'nis at davik bov, mach mitov ala barocha, ay maisam b'chol yom. I have to try to deal with this as best we can. Okay. Kasha. This kasha is a kasha which is raised not by me, by a prima gun. Since you don't have a body, a shulchan in front of you, I feel bad. I got to show you this from sources which you look at on the screen.
Siman Tov Mem Zayin.
Here we go. Watch this.
Right?
No.
Lav legami medamelo. Kemo is approximately so. Why? The pasuk besimen kufei sifi beis ba'go kli anes amisa torah umalach bo ein oser. V'amunach b'kto kli lo shayach torud el ledug manakte.
What is he asking over here? So again, he's asking Akasha.
If it's an identity, not just a comparison, he says, apparently the idea of this svara, Rabosai, torud, you saw the idea of torud, which is what Torah saw a minute ago, right? If it's torud, if it's here, the torud liflug, he quotes it over here. He quotes the Rashba, we saw it a minute ago, Torah maliach afal pisha mafdit mitomei tofel mashu. Mikomakom also mashu in koach this balea beta maliach. Why not? The torid liflot. He claims that does not apply by kalim. Homurach bekli lo shayach torud. So therefore, it should be a problem. So it's only a dimyan bialma. Dimyan bialma. That's what he says. It's not a dimyan gum. Fine. What's pshat? Sorry.
By
kelim
should be
mafkir. No, for kelim. He asked the kasha. If the comparison is exact, and assuming that he says that the svar of Torah does not apply to a kli, so the question should be machmir on this din. Why should we be making on this din? That's his kasha. So what is the answer? It's not a dimyon gomer. Okay, so now they've been done. So here we are, Rabosai. Listen carefully. We're still on the same page, Shin Chav Dal in the Bali HaShulchan. We quotes this Kasha. And it says, not a perfect comparison. And that's what he means here, this we do have in front of us, Kuf Hei, Siv Se Das, Siv Katan Mem Beis. The Bali HaShulchan here in the Biurim assumes that's what he means. He speaks only in riddles over here. Made short, but that's what he means. Let's take a look at Mem Beis. The whole thing's very short. What does Shach say in Mem Beis? Ein Meliach v'Kvaser Kol Kach Tavi Ketor Meliach v'Tomei Tofel Ken Kosra Apolskim. Right? Because the Kli is like considered a Tofel. Not like that Rav Yor. Kli is considered a Tofel. That's Pshat in Sif Yud Beis. Hamach metavla. But yeah, the Chatzilas, because we have to worry about the sheet of the Rav Yoh. Biragwa ayin tes. Lochash adivri Rav Yoh. And the Rosh, etc., etc. Even though, fine. Even Tosa said, Hamach metavla bracha. It's going on this. Fine. Says that we're going to three short lines. Ikira kavona, the ain teva hamelach lahaflit mikli. Ela lahavliya. Avshin nimlech ha'kli gufa harbe against the Rav Yoh. The basar ha'melech nichas b'chalak ha'bolsa mitocho. Vashenge mikli. Ayin simen samach teso sevdel samzayin tol sofer. Because I don't see where the Bali HaShulchan sees anything in this shach, in this prima donna to refer to what he's saying. The feirish in our achayim. He said, you let me know tomorrow. What did he say here? Which indicates what he said in Aruch HaMai. He said what he said, Beferish. It's not a perfect comparison. Okay, I'm still on page Shin Chav Dalet on Sefer Bari HaShulchan. You don't have it in front of you. You'll look it up later on. Fine. But we're not done yet. Watch what he says. And I'm repeating after the little brackets. Behind and after, but ochel iser tuffel yotzei mimenu puleta muetes avala kliya belu iser ein yotzei mimenu klum. Nothing comes out. Nothing. Fine. Gavaldik. Nothing comes out. Fine. But there's still a problem. If we explain, there's the last 7 lines in page Shin Chav Dalet Amir. If we explain, Heter Meluach HaNozel, which you saw earlier, Olim Kochol HaHaflet Afri Tafel, Kanal, we just saw that, right, in Sivkot Tezayin, in Simen Sadi Aleph. But he tells another, Simen Samach Tes, Siv Tezayin, we have to look over here for a minute. Simen Samach Tes, Siv Tezayin. What does it say here? Kosel v'rama, the basa shekvar nimlach v'hudach lahotzi damo. It's kosher meat now. U'ba'ach shel l'malchol shenis. You want to preserve it. All right. What happens in such a situation? Mutlo l'malchol b'kli shen l'manukov. Afish nishtam shem b'kli zeh. Take a look over here. It's written fairish in the Rambam. It's a little bit smaller print. He says, So writes the Rambam at the end of Sif Tez Zayin. Says the Shach about this. Watch this. The Shach says, "Hiksha Madrisha, the Litza Mitan Davi Kovush, Himsha Kashir Shitno Alaish Yasala Tiach. Because Atsir Abosa Kosher Nasa Kovush Umafir Hakli, Tsarachim, Lo Kosher Midi, not sure. Daf in Nimlach Mitchila Beklish and Manuk of the Neser Abosa Mitzir Gufa Amin and Hochi. And your aim, Malicha Bekalim, Ain Chiluk. To the olam ein koach melach vitzir maflit kli, even me ace the ace, because it's going to be the dot of God. So writes the Shach Sivkotin Samach Ches. The problem is, how do you reconcile this with what he said in Sadi Aleph to Zion? The liquids do take things out. Let's take a look at who has this kasha. Kivega. Unfortunately, there's no Rabbi Kivega on the Mogan Avraham directly. So I gotta go back to the Shulchan Aruch and look for Rabbi Kivega himself. Mogan Avraham, Simon Tov Mem Zayim, Maskim Ladrisha, to Kvisha Kadel Yitin Alesh Ratir Mafim Mikli. Yeah. Fact there, even without Shia Kvisha Shiv Yosef, because the Shach Sin Kufase of Kot Mem Beis, Vitama the Ein Malicha the Kalim, David Torah Maluach, Vitome Tofil, but with Solo Torah Maluach Osir, the Shach Sari Alf Sif Kot De Zayim. So that's the cash, it doesn't add up. So you have to push to say that Kli is more calm. What else are we going to say? I mean, otherwise we're talking to Biki Vegas Kash. Oh. Nara Bosai. In Sivkot and Samach Zayin, Mutu Lachzal Lemloach. Why? Ein Melicha Kli Lahaflet. Fine. Gevaldik. But he asks the Kasha, Ein Melicha Kli Lahaflet, Ein Melicha,
Kolchen shemut l'shtamash b'otzone. So why does he say? Oh, here's the answer. The answer is, Rabbi Osai, as follows. If something is urche b'hadocha, mutal laniach b'kli shel iser, v'lo arminan came in the boy hadocha, dilmi mishli, you may forget to do it, for you all eat it, below hadocha. Came in the urche b'hadocha, av shadvar mafil tzonanim, os l'shtamish b'kora zusha molchu b'osar, came in the boy hadocha hakach, in the shtamish ben chashin and shtumul ishkach miladiach, and the Mechaber says in Sari Alves of Kohen Beis. That's what he says. We're afraid he's going to forget. He's afraid he's going to forget. That's what he says. Now, if you take a look over here, Rabbi Osai. Oh, you all don't have Bali Ashokan. I feel bad again. Those who have over here, where it says Beferish here in Sifyut Beis, V'dafka b'dieva l'chadchil alo, the Bnei Shulchan Kuf Ayin Dal gives a very number of reasons. What's the reasons? Some say, the Vilna Gaon, I just showed it to you, right? I showed the Vilna Gaon. What about the Rav Yom? That's the first reason. And therefore, only over here by Gvinus, why? Because according to Rav Yot, also even b'di'evit. Because the tefus is considered maluach. Harbei pomim, we saw it before. That's one reason. A second reason is given over here. We're afraid that even the case of heta maliach isa tafel, it was only mutter the Gemara, rak b'di'evit. That's the Gemara, and of kufi given them enough. The Gemara itself, forget the Rav Yot. The Gemara itself was only matter b'di'evet, not l'chadchila. A second reason. A third reason is given. We saw the Mordechai, we saw this. Hachik min akir. It's not, hachik min akir. Yeah, it's kir. Limloach kvinas b'kli iser. If that's the case, it's always going to be aser. It's always going to be aser. All cases. According to the first interpretation, we're worried about the Rav Yoh's Shita, that would only apply in a situation of Tfus was a lot of Melech with the Rav Yoh, but a little bit, we wouldn't have to worry. And the fourth reason he gives, this is the reason given by the Shach Samachtes we just saw. He quotes Agdin, right? Kuf Heis, if you'd base, Osim Meloach. Why? Because you may forget to rinse it off. Four different reasons, Rabbi Osai. Four different reasons. Four reasons? Okay, four reasons. Question about Sai is raised here at the same page, Shidchav Dalet. If you need Hadacha, Rabbi Sai, if you need Hadacha, there's a problem. What's the problem? This is now page Shidchav Hey, line 4. Im neighbor the boy Hadacha, im came muta the plate the muetas mia yotzi meakli. Right? The Shach's reason, you have to rinse it off. V'im kein heich not there is a tzir. V'lo shayich be'adocha. You can't rinse off tzir. It's liquid. You can only rinse off solids. You can't rinse off liquids. Ela karachok that tzir u'be'emes osur. Rak da bosa hu desharina. Afal gav desorach ha bosa v'adocha lahavir me'elav a tzir. Kesh bodam shenifat me'akli. Kema shedak l'adicho. Lo chashina shishkach. We're not afraid he's gonna forget. The problem is it's not so simple. The Shach is referring to a case. What did the Shach say? The Shach said, we're not looking for Malicha here. Whenever you do Malicha, Urche Bahadacha. You have to first rinse it off first, in Hilchos Malicha. That's the initial salting process before the Malicha. But there's no raya that the tzir which comes through Malicha would be the same. I'm reading as follows. The Shach says the Ramos Matem Malichas Basa Hederach Abasa Dicha Konish Bishulo Lo Chashinon Shishach Mila Hadicha Urche Bedacha. Right, as we're not afraid, going to forget. Okay, so it comes before the Malicha. Enoch Enami Shatzir Asuru Avol Enoch Chiyach Shemach Masam Malicha Meshel Hu Lo Ediach Akli Konam Malicha
Maybe he's going to forget to do it later on. Maybe the tzir really is not awesome. But, Rabosai, I'm just reading further, page Shin Chofei, I'm sorry, I don't know what happened in front of you. As follows. What did the Shach say? Chayshina sheyishcha v'ladicha. Fine. Not the other three reasons. Koshen, im kein lama mazuk sharidua lahagalat fus. He requires him to take that piece of wood and to put it into kasher it. V'sagli b'hadacha, kodam asiyas ha'gavina. Who is this kasher? The kasher is raised by the Dog of Merivava. The Dog of Merivava is this kasher. Who needs a hagala to enough to do? Let's see if you can find it. Enough to do hadacha. No Dog of Merivava. That's incredible. I think I brought mine in. I can read it from the original. It's printed on every.
They only put the
variety
in
the
short.
Okay. Find it. 1 second. Meravava says that if that's the case, why would you need? Oh, I'm reading the words. Teretz Hashach Kosher b'sharim matzich lechatchila hagolim tfusi hagoyim for yidivri Hashach yisagim ve'adocha u'lishtamish motzone. I read it to you. It's in here. I shouldn't think I'm making things up. It really is in here. That's the kasha. It's a good kasha. The other three pshatim would be good. You have to have a Hagala, but according to this pshat, not. Okay, so let's just, well, once we're here, I don't know, we'll just finish up in a few minutes. Let's take a look. We were in the shach, were we not? It was the shach. Prima Gordim, Rabosai. Okay, watch this. In. Utfusei gvinos, let's read the words here. Where are the words? Utfusei agvinos, osur, av shiadiach atfus, to keep Vegas kasha. Mikomago, liacha shiimlech agvinos, mafet sas, utsrichim agvinos hadocho, vedai bekach. That's why we have to have a gola. If that's the case, Rabosai, then it's going to come out that nozel is going to be usher, because something is going to come out, and the shach is l'shitaso simin sari alas of cotton tezayin, and those who are makel there, not everybody. We saw the shach as a machloikas and sifkot tezayin. Here too, it should be mutter. It quotes a stima saposki. Even with Gush Ade Melicha, this Miskabe Tzir, sounds like it's Mutter. And the Shach says that the Hagos Mordechai Tashnach have been the parents. We saw it. Even the Shach said, Efshad the Yosra, like the Mordechai Tavshin Yud Ches, name of the Smak, but Shar Poskim sounds like it's Mutter. That's what it sounds like. And the Beurim thinks that maybe you have a right to be making. But both, I wanted to do a Prima Godim. Let me just make a reference to it. Excuse me, I want to do a Pisrei Tshuva. Excuse me, Pisrei Tshuva. Let's do it tomorrow, okay? Pisrei Tshuva, Simon Kuf Hei, Sivkot and Tezvava. It's on the Mar Makomos, I believe. We'll have to do that, Mit Hashem. Yes, Pisrei Tshuva Sham. Then tomorrow we'll start with that. And the Siyata the Shemaya will try to finish up Simon Kuf Hei.
if we can. And then the next few days we'll do, well, we'll do whatever we do. I don't want to commit. Because we're doing Kuf Zayin a little bit, and Kuf Ches, whatever we have time for, we'll have a Chazara. Okay? So, Hashem, tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Tuesday and Wednesday, 10:45, Thursday schedule, when we stop at the 12s, I told you, when the 12s, I can't guarantee. And Thursday, I want to start here at 8:15 a.m. Is that crazy? You're all awake, right? Okay. Good. That's the tentative schedule. Good. Let's go. I'm going to try to bring in the